Good morning, Stephen Farry, North Down MP and, of course, Alliance Party member. How are you?
Good morning, Finny.
Well, many will say what a mess we are still in. What happens now? What can you do from within Westminster?
Well, first of all, we're seeing a statement from the Secretary of State later on this morning, probably sometime after 11. So that'll be an opportunity for MPs to try to press for a few more answers in some respects around all of this.
But surely that statement's not going to be, here's more money, he said. And, you know, again, that tweet on Twitter last night, very publicly, he's saying, let's get on with it. You know, MLAs were off work for 3 years at a cost of over 15 million in salaries. You know, he's basically saying, stop moaning and get to work.
Well, I think that is actually the right starting point. I mean, I think the first thing to stress is that a financial incentive should not be necessary for the MLAs to go back to work and take responsibility for governing Northern Ireland. We have been out for 1,000 days. In some respects, the assembly shouldn't be down in the first place. So we should be doing government because it's the right thing to do and getting the issues that stop government from restoring out of the way and resolved in one means or another over the line.
But if it's the fact, Stephen Farry, that you know money is needed to rectify, for example, the health service, and enough money is not being brought forward, then surely that is an important sticking point that our MLAs and MPs should be saying, excuse me, Secretary of State, but this isn't on.
In any context, Vinny, whether we have a situation where we had the Assembly down and being restored, or what should have been the case, where we had a functioning Assembly, there would be and should be a mature conversation between the Northern Ireland Executive and the UK Treasury around how to fund Northern Ireland and to reflect our very particular circumstances. So what has come across is a lot less than what the parties had anticipated and indeed have been indicated by the government. So there are issues there that in terms of how this has unfolded that need to be bottomed out.
What do you mean by a mature conversation?
Well, we need to set out our case in a rational way. So, I mean, we're not here about a begging bowl saying that we're so inefficient, just keep throwing money at us every time.
Well, to an extent, we are. We're saying this is the money that's needed. Again, that Esmond Burney estimation, $5 billion. I'm not saying that's completely accurate. I'm not an economist. He is. You know, and clearly, money is needed to fix something that is broken.
Yeah, and people need to be conscious that simply just putting money in whenever elsewhere in the UK there's other consistencies going to make similar pressures, that's not an argument going to find favour with Treasury. But where we can make an argument is around three different categories. Really, the first one is that there are some very particular unique circumstances in Northern Ireland, for example, around policing, how we deal with legacy, historical institutional abuse type things, where we can make a special case. I think our strongest argument is around transformation, where we're saying, look, there's been underinvestment in Northern Ireland for many decades. There are major distortions in terms of how our money is spent, in terms of an inefficient and effective health service. Our education system is very inefficient. Our party has talked for many years about the cost of trying to manage a divided society. So we need money to in a sense, unlock those potential savings. And then thirdly, and this is probably the most difficult one to make the argument for, but it is perhaps the real coalface argument, there is that need to get the executive restored on a sound footing and given the breathing space to actually get down and do the work rather than almost being smothered at birth in terms of some very difficult and controversial decisions because the resources don't go far enough. You can't point fingers and say we shouldn't be in this mess, and I would largely buy into that narrative, but we are where we are, and that's why it's so important that the financial package addresses all three of those components, Vinny.
Yeah, and there will be many saying, well, look, this is $2 billion above and beyond the block grant. That's $2,000 million. It's an incredible amount of money, but, you know, There is a slightly different tone, perhaps, coming from Westminster. You know, we had Sammy Wilson yesterday saying, stop whinging and get on with things. And I wonder if it's easier to criticise from over in Westminster in terms of not actually being there, being on the coal face here.
Well, first of all, in terms of the $2 billion, $1 billion will be, in effect, added to the block grant through the Barnett consequences. So the block grant will change as a consequence of that. So it's $1 billion of essentially new money, but a lot of that is already committed in different ways. So the impact of that is going to be a lot less. But I agree. I mean, I'm not here to whinge. I think whinging is counterproductive. That's why I'm stressing this has to be a mature conversation based upon evidence. And I mean, Northern Ireland getting money from London isn't unique in terms of UK regions. There's only three parts of the UK that are actually net contributors to the UK Treasury: London, the South East, and the East of England. So the UK itself is an incredibly unbalanced economy. So much is concentrated in London and the South East, And that does need to spread out a little bit more across the UK. So that's one particular avenue. But we can point to the past in Northern Ireland and the reasons why we are where we are. And our economy has massive structural problems due to the legacy of division and violence that we just have to be realistic about.
What is your interpretation of those comments from Sammy Wilson yesterday? Because, you know, I would read that and say he's criticising all the parties, including the DUP. You know, when he says, stop whinging, get on with things.
Well, I couldn't possibly interpret Sammy's thought process, but he is a former finance minister, and so he has had some experience in this regard. But I think, in terms of what's going on in terms of the DUP, I wouldn't go there. But what I would say, Vinny, is this has to be about a mature conversation. Words like begging bowl, pleading poverty, isn't going to wash with other members from other parts of the UK who will see an unfair situation vis-a-vis their situations. The more we can.
But is our situation not totally different here in Northern Ireland, given our past, given our history?
And the more we can make the argument around our very particular unique circumstances and take this away from what's called repercussive implications for the UK, then we have a much stronger argument to make. And the conversations will continue. There will be other financial interventions down the line, including potentially, as has been promised, some potential resources in relation to Brexit. Now, on that particular point, Vinny, if that is, shall we say, a lot lower than people are expecting, again, there's going to be problems. But we're seeing a situation, for example, where a business community in Northern Ireland could be faced with costs of many hundreds of millions of pounds in terms of complying with some of the new checks that are anticipated on the back of the current Johnson deal. So there's a big Mueller battle that we'll need to follow in very short order too.
Okay. Stephen Farry from the Alliance Party, thank you very much.